is a podcast recording of The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded January 16th, 1987.
A number of years ago, I used to write a weekly newspaper column that appeared in some local newspapers. And, I used to every once in a while get phone calls in response to what I said. And this time of the year makes me think of one that I got, it must have been 10 or maybe 12 years ago. And I kind of reconstruct part of the call from what my secretary says. The person said, "Is my friend John Weeks in this morning?" Secretary said, "Yes, he is. May I tell him who's calling? Just say it's a literary critic." I wasn't looking forward to that one. "Well, all right, Mr. Weeks, a literary critic on the phone." "Hello, John Weeks speaking. This is a bird watcher. I've been reading your column the last few weeks, and I have a comment. It's interesting to read about environmental problems and what your organization is doing hereabouts, but I'm really interested in nature. I'd rather read about that. Did you have something special in mind?" "Yeah, I have some birds visiting my feeder, and I'd like to know more about. I've got a bird book, but it only tells me how to identify them. For instance, right now my feeder is covered with evening grosbeaks. What can you tell me about them?" I thought for a minute. "Well, I suppose you know they nest in Canada. Did you know they also nest in the north central and western United States? They like coniferous forests with some hardwoods intermixed. Their principal native foods are conifer seeds, maple, and ash seeds. In summer, they eat beetles and caterpillars, which they also feed to their young. Their nest is a bulky affair of twigs and rootlets, usually placed 15 to 20 feet above the ground." "Oh, yeah? Well, how about the tree sparrow? I have several of those dainty little fellows at my feeder." "Oh, they like evergreen country, too, in northern Canada. The feather or fur-lined nest is usually placed at the base of a spruce tree or a dwarf willow. It might even be right on the ground in the weeds and grasses. Tree sparrows are partial to weed seeds such as pigweed, ragweed, crabgrass, and smartweed. In their nesting areas, they are known to eat birch seeds and insects." "Oh, yeah? Well, for the here's another one. "For the last few weeks, I've had a white-throated sparrow at my feeder. I even heard it sing once during a mild spell." "Well, I like white throats. They're one of my favorites. Most people associate the white throat with the Canadian woods, but it actually nests in several northeastern states, including New York. I've seen a nesting not far from Old Fords. The nest was on the ground, made mostly of grasses and rootlets and lined with some sort of hair-like fibers. The eggs were bluish-green, marked with gray-brown. White throats eat more insects and berries than other birds we've been talking about. I have read that they even eat snails." "Oh, that doesn't appeal to me very much. You know, I was up near Altmar last summer, and I saw a bird which I identified as a towhee. Would that be possible?" "Towhee, sure. They nest in this area, especially in abandoned hill country. The towhee isn't really as much a northern bird as the others we talked about. There's an eastern and a western race. Between the two races, they nest in almost every state, except for the south central area. I found a nest once in the state land in southeastern Onondaga County. It was right on the ground at the base of a blueberry bush. The female put on quite an injured bird act when she was flushed from the nest." "Oh, what do towhees eat?" "Well, they eat a variety of berries and insects." "Say, that makes me think of another feeder bird which I saw here in the middle of the summer. I was down near Labrador Pond, and I thought I saw a junco there. I've seen juncos throughout the southern tier in summer, also in the mountains of Pennsylvania. I found their nest in Allegheny Park. I know they nest in New England highlands, even above the tree line. They nest as far north as the tundra in Canada and Alaska. Except for some desert areas, they winter in every state." "Oh, well, thanks. That was kind of interesting. You mentioned some things I could never have learned from just watching them at the feeder. I guess I'll buy a bird book that tells something about their habits." "Good idea. I saw Birds of America on sale at a bookstore just a week ago. It's an old book, but it has lots of good information. Did you have any other questions?" "No, I'll sign off now. Thanks for your help. Goodbye." And that's the way it went. And that's all the story I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.